A large number of sport and personal use fishing violations have occurred in the past week on the Kenai Peninsula, and wildlife troopers have doubled their numbers to combat rogue fishermen. KBBI's Emily Schwing has the story.
Since July 19th, at least 45 people have been cited by wildlife troopers for everything from snagging to fishing in closed waters on the Kenai Peninsula. Lieutenant Glenn Godfrey is a wildlife trooper in Soldotna. He says so far this has been a successful summer for troopers, but that's not necessarily a good thing for fishermen.
And you're right, it's a catch-22. I mean, if we go out and work all day and everybody obeys the law, then that's our ultimate goal. But if they're not, you know, the only way we can deter it is write these citations, publish them, and let everybody know how much it costs. And people start talking about it, and it kind of helps. And we've seen it take effect in certain areas. If we work an area really hard, write a lot of citations there, all of a sudden that area quits getting the violations. So
Godfrey says there are a few violations troopers see more than others.
Snagging salmon is always big, and then failure. Then there's several personal use violations, dip netting, personal use. A lot of people forget to log their fish, and a lot of people forget to clip the tails on their fish. And usually when you see a press release on a personal use violation, chances are they were given a warning for one or two other things.
Godfrey says the number of personal use violations is disappointing.
Not a lot you can do wrong there. It's a free permit. You know, you got to have a resident license, get your free permit, fill it out. When you catch your fish, you know, clip the tails, mark them down, make sure you don't go over your limit. And then the only other thing is on the Kenai, you can only fish between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. So it's not that difficult. It's a pretty simple thing, but yet year after year after year, we see problems with it.
Godfrey says weekends seem to be the busiest time for troopers lately.
Usually in the past, it seems like we have, you know, real solid all week with a small pop on the weekend of activity. And this year, this past weekend, was one of the busiest weekends I think I've ever seen down here in the peninsula.
Godfrey adds that there are a number of non-resident violations every year, but those are harder to track down.
It is. It's a big problem, but it's such a labor-intensive one to catch, because you've got to check so many people, and you got to do research, and you've got to, you know, a lot of times you can't do it right there in the field. You have to come back to the office and do some investigation to find out where they're from, how long they've been here, and stuff like that.
Currently, there are 9 wildlife troopers patrolling the Kenai Peninsula. Godfrey says normally there would only be 5 on patrol.
We have as many as we can right now. People are working 12, 14, 16 hours every day of the week. I usually try to bring several extras up. So in the summertime, just because this place is very, very busy in July.
Godfrey says he expects troopers will continue to work long hours through the end of the summer. Reporting from Homer, I'm Emily Schwing.